So we're going over from Daf Yudat Tesamad Aleph on the bottom of Chazara, where the Gemara starts off that the Mishnah says the Ziknei Kohuna took the Kohen Gadol and they told him that Atah Shluchenu, and they made him make a Shvua in case he's a Tzaduki, that he shouldn't do the Avodah in that way. So the Gemara makes a Gevaldik Adiyuk, three lines from the bottom. Lema tavdi tiyufta de Rav Huna bereit de Rav Yeshua. The Omar, it's in a few places in Shas, the Omar Rav Huna bereit de Rav Yeshua. Hani kahani shluchei de Rachmano ninu. There's a machoikis. We could understand the job of a Kohen in two ways. Is the Kohen acting as an agent of the Klal Yisrael, or the agent of the person who sends the Kohen? Or is the Kohen, that's not your job. Your job is the person who's bringing a carbon is to send it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a halacha of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen is part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash. That would be the gather of Shlucha D'Rachman. Zog the Gemara, that Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua proved it from a swara that it has to be Shluchei D'Rachmana, because there's a klal in Hilchus Shlichus. Kol mahaduhu loy motzi ovid, shluchoi nami loy motzi ovid. So now Rashi, before we begin the question of the Gemara, what's the actual nafkamina, the difference in din, if you're a Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei Didon? So Rashi tells us the nafkamina would be if you mudar hano me chaveroi. If a person makes a neder, that person shouldn't give him hano, or vice versa. If that person said he won't give you hano, is he allowed to be the kohen who brings the carbon on your behalf? If it's shlucha d'rachmona, then it doesn't bother me. So Rashi, if it's shlucha didon, it would bother me. And on that, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua brings a raya, kol maduhu loy motzi ovid, shlucha nami loy motzi ovid. And Rashi on the top explains, Rashi doesn't explain it. Maybe it's Rashi on the, what?
It bother me.
What
does that mean?
Not bother me, that he can't affect the shlichus. Why can he affect the shlichus? Because there's a klal, kol maduhu loy motzi ovid, miyekemidi danan loy motzi lomevid, v'shlucha didan motzi avdi. Imkein, it's shver from our Mishnah. How did they use those words, ato shlucheinu? Ay, l'chayru yenar shliach of us. So the Gemara has to modify that and say, hoki kamri lei, umashbiyin anu alecho al datenu, Vialpidas Bezdin. So it doesn't mean a shliach, just you're acting under our rules, under our auspices. And therefore there's a halacha that's what it means, shlichus. Freik toisvis bedivra maschel mi ikamidi. This Gemara seems to be very hard to understand, because there's Gemaras in a few places in Shas, in Nedarim, in the Masechtas Gittin. That the Gemara has a question, are they shlucha d'rachmana or shlucha d'idan? How does our Gemara come straight across? And the Gemara says it with such a strong swara, with a reasoning, it can't be shlucha d'idan. Because if it would be shlucha d'idan, it would be a chasarin in the parsha of kol maduhu loy motzi ovid. And there the Gemara has the question. It seems so clear, Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. How could there be questions in Shas if Shlucha d'Rachmon or Shlucha d'Idon? So Tosfos answers, and Tosfos says that, no, everyone is Moedit Shlucha d'Rachmon. That's not the question. The question is it also Shlucha d'Idon? Our Gemara is just saying it's not exclusively Shlucha d'Rachmano or exclusively Shlucha d'Idan. It can't be exclusively Shlucha d'Idan because kol maduhu lei motzi ovid shlucha nami lei motzi ovid. But it could be a fusion, a togetherness of Shlucha d'Rachmano and Shlucha d'Idan. And that's what the Gemara has a question. And memeila, therefore, zoktaisvis, we say v'li nira. Tosfos is around It's around 10 lines from the narrow line. Glolam shitalei midrav hunabrei de Rabbi Yeshua. That it's also shluchad rachmana. If the dim would be your shluchah de rachmona and a shluchah de dan, then Rav Huna's kasha would not be a kasha of kol madhu loy motzi of it. Which Tosis doesn't really explain why. I need a component of shluchah de dan, because somehow, right? Somehow it would. What's you hear what I'm saying? We got to go it over. Tosis is saying our Gemara just has to be la fuke, that it's not exclusively shluchah de dan. It can't be exclusively shluchah de dan, because then you'd have a problem of kol madhu loy motzi of it. But if it would be a hybrid, then it wouldn't bother me madhu loy motzi of it. Question is, why not? How do you get that that aspect of the shluchah de dan? So you have to say somehow, once you're a shliach, then it doesn't bother me madhu loy motzi of it. The yisoid of the avodah could come from your shluchi de rachmananis. Now you're also doing for me. I don't know, somehow that you'd have to. But then Tosfos struggles. Would you still have moider hanor? Once there is an aspect of shluchi didon, then you would still have the issue of moider hanor if it would be both things together. You would still have that. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says the other nafkamina would be if you bring it to the mishmar, and you could. Do you have a choice, almost like a right, to say which koyin or which mishmar should bring the carbon? If there is a shlucha didan aspect, then yes. If not, not. That's the way. Tosfos. But the question is now obvious in the Gemara. So then, what's the problem with our Mishnah? Why is our Mishnah tied to Shluchi Derachman or Shluchi Didan exclusively? And now the Gemara asks, what do you do with our Mishnah? Alibademus. Maybe our Mishnah could go that it's both a hybrid together. And therefore you say, Ato Shlucheinu. There's a kasha that's asked by the Gedei L'Achreinim. Then, according to Tosfos' reasoning, it shouldn't apply. It shouldn't apply. We said that the pshat is mesame, because in the perspective of atosh shlucheinu would be, and they want to make like a shvua to him, or like a tenai, that sounds like exclusive. Yeah. So somehow that would be mavoyer in there. But the question is a very, very strong question. The other question is, every non-Jews could also send karbonis. Non-Jews could send karbonis. That's the din of there, even on the tzad of shluchei didan, they can't be a shliach, ain't shlichas la'akum. Ain't shlichas la'akum, and therefore it should not be that.
But even by a yid, the yid can't do what
the kohen does. So that's true. And l'chayr, that's nichlal in the kasha, mi'ika midi. Yeah, that's the question. And also, maybe it's Zikne Kahuna. Maybe Zikne Kahuna can do it. So that's what we could say over what it would be. There's just a general good kasha that I always enjoy asking. How far does the din of Kalma Dehulai Matzi of it, Shluchei Namile Matzi of it? If it's a sidebar, that's a Dava Pashut. It's as simple as day and night, that if I'm in Hawaii and I send somebody to be Makadosh and Isha for me in New York, even though I'm not in New York, he could act for me. I can't be here now. In the laws of physics, I can't be in two places at one time. So would you say, Kol Madhu Lai Motzi Ovid, Shluchei Nami Lai Motzi Ovid? I wouldn't say that. Because that's only a physical impediment. It's not a Lamdisha impediment. So it has to be that it can't be Madhu Lai Motzi of it. I mean, everyone says the kasha, that one says the kasha, the Prima Godim tells us that if you were Makabul Shabbos before Hadlokas Menera of Chanukah. And now it came this man of Hadlokas Menera Shel Chanukah, and I already was Makabel Shabbos, could I tell somebody to light for me? So the Prima Godim, and this happens, let's say a wife already lit Neres Shabbos, and you're lighting the Neres Chanukah. So the Prima Godim says, it's Kol Maduhu Loi Motzi Ovid, Shluchay Nami Loi Motzi Ovid. Since she can't do it, you can't do it. So everyone asks on the Prima Godim, what kind of rule of Kol Maduhu Loi Motzi Ovid, Shluchay Nami Loi Motzi Ovid? It's not like our case where he can't do it. It's a separate issue. That it's Shabbos, but so that's not the issue itself. Yeah, that's like a middle kind of thing. So I once wanted to say that if you would light the menorah on its Shabbos, it's not only a problem because it's Shabbos, it would be a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So where you are now, you cannot al pi halacha light the menorah. So therefore, that's what the Prima Gada means. It would be Kol Maduhu Loi Motzi Ovid Shluchay Nami.
All these cases.
No, even if it's halacha, you can't light because it's Shabbos. Oh, you can't light Shabbos. That's an iser. It's not a Loi Motzi Ovid. I have a sidebar iser. Doesn't make it Loi Motzi Ovid.
Someone's an
eretz.
It's also for yid to makriv karma.
Yeah, but it's worse than a yid can't be makriv karma. If a yid is makriv karma, it's not a kosher karma. He doesn't have the power to be makriv karbon. So that's a kol maduhu loi motzi ovid. A loi motzi ovid, which is called in lamdus hasvarim, ari de ravei oleha. There's a lion which is blocking you. That's like a venue issue. That's not a regular issue. And therefore, you would not have that din. Which really ties into this week's parasha. If let's say there would be a halacha that... It would be a halacha that really a zor hadlocha is ksheira bizar. The only problem is he has a problem of getting there. How could he light it? It has to be in the heichal and he can't come into the heichal. Yeah. The nafka mina would be, I'm saying alumnus, I don't believe that's the pshat in the Gemara. They all ask akasha, how could hadlocha be ksheira bizar? It says, darbel b'nei. Aaron has to do it. How could you say Hadlok Ksheira Bizar? Hashem gave him a ton to Aaron HaKoyen. Thinking maybe the Teretz is. The lighting of the Menorah is Ksheira Bizar. He has a sidebar issue, he can't get there. So if he has a sidebar issue that he can't get there, what would be the nafkamina? That the Koyen who lights the Menorah could be a shlucha didan, exclusively. There you don't have the tain of kol maduhu loi motzi ovid. That's the yisoid of hadlaka ksheira bizar. Ulai, it's like off the charts. You hear what I'm saying?
Or are you saying that maybe when you appointed him, kain?
Well, when he's doing that, that's taka b'teira shlichus. So Mamele, it's kol maduhu loi motzi ovid. The motzi ovid is a zayt to gezach. So therefore, it could be a shlucha didan. Or, frege chakashi, primagodim, it should be a mitzvah bo baveda. So then it would pass. Elamai vold gven gishpalt, that by hadlokas hamenorah in the base hamigdosh, there would not be the din of mitzvah bo baveda. I don't know what to do with this yet, but this morning was in my mind, maybe for the Chumash.
He asked the Shliach to mark the carbon for him, and then I'm saying it wasn't Oinin at the time, but it became an Oinin.
Uh-huh. I hear you have to have all those Hechatimtses of what it would be. Yeah. So, Kdi Gemore. Hu, Poyreshu, Boyche.
Yeah. We're saying the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol are shluchim for their whole life?
You mean, are they a standing shliach? You know, there's a famous, just coming into my head, says, Chotzer's mitam shlichus. According to one man, the Amra, Chotzer. Chotzer's mitam yad. We all learned in Yeshiva. Chotzer's mitam yad, or Chotzer's mitam shlichus. fragt Rebbe Kivayge, the halacha is, it's in Ksuvah's daf, Yud Aleph. A kotin could have a chatzah, and you could throw something into his chatzah, and the chatzah is kind of him. Ein shlichus le kotin. So I remember in the Chiddush Rebbe Kivayge, there's the Hagor from Rebbe Shlomo Eger, he said, that a kotin can't have a shliach is a chasaron in the minoy, in the appointment. He doesn't have the power of an appointment. He's no problem of him having a shliach. And it's really a gemara in the beginning. We have to see that gemara, the beginning of a ish mekadosh. So it would have. So the chotzer is a shliach. If you own the chotzer is your shliach. You don't need an appointment. So then a kotin could have it. So it's almost, a kotin could send a carbon. The karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon tamid v'chulu, is mechapa for the kohen.
So it's not an appointment.
It's not an appointment. That's the yisoy, the difference between hani kahani, shlucha didan, or shlucha derachmana. If it would be exclusively shlucha didan, then it needs an appointment almost. You have to give it to the kohen. If it's a hybrid, so Be'emes, he's a standing shliach. I have to trigger it. I have to turn it on.
But I'm not
minoy.
It's not
a minoy. Maybe that would be pshat in the Gemara. Oh, zog the Gemara. Who pirishu boiche v'heim parashu boiche? Who pirishu boiche shechoshdu tzeduki? That we're choshed, he's going to change the Seder Avodah. V'heim parashim u'boich and damar Rabbi Yishuv Levi kol ha'choshet b'ksherim loike be'gufoy. So Rashi already explains to us.
We're going back though.
Yeah, I'm going back. I want to go over it. Ha'choshet b'ksherim loike be'gufoy d'ksiv hein lo yaminu li and Moshe Rabbeinu got tzaraas kishol. So that's what it is. Now, v'kol kach lama. That means it's a very interesting Gemara. I went over this Gemara yesterday. Shelo yisagim u'chutz. It almost sounds like from the Gemara that they didn't want him to be a tzeduki was they didn't want a Kohen Gadol to be a tzeduki. Separate and distinct if he'll do something wrong. They didn't want him to be a tzeduki even if he'll do everything right. The Gemara's whole kash is v'chol kach lama. But why did they have to make a shmuh and then be pirushu boicha? That they didn't want him to be a tzeduki seems okay for the Gemara. The Gemara's whole kash is v'chol kach lama. No, am I right? It sounds like you're not medayik that in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off who parish boicha shechashdu b'tzeduki. V'heim parish boicha nam yishuv leiv kol achosh b'shem loike begufa. Frek the Gemara v'chol kach lama. Why did they have to be so worried if he's a tzeduki? Okay. Shelo yisake mi bachutz v'yachnis and the ketoyris kederech sha tzedukim oisin. It's also the Santa Loshna Gemara. That the tzedukim, there was a question how to read the psukim. Right? Do you make the ketoyris outside the Kodesh HaKadosh and walk in with the smoke coming out? Or do you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is where the Kohen Gadol makes the Ketoris with the Gacholos. That's what that was. And this was something that was worth the Mesirus Nefesh of the Tzeduki. So we spoke out and we said maybe, it says in Svarim that the Ben Yehuda and others, that the Tzedukim held that somehow the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where Hashem is. And this, we're outside of Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have to do. Like almost a shtei reshuyos. It's definitely, I mean, it had to be hoy chazachim, that what was going on over here with the tzedukim. But we held that it would be not. So they made him make a shvuah, which you already spoke out in the Mishnah. How could a shvuah work? It's a nishma levatel, it's a mitzvah, according to the tzeduki. So it's a question that's asked by the mafarshim. Tono rabbonon, maise, and also it's an interesting loshon, kederech shah tzedukim oisim. Not kederech shah tzedukim loimdim. Oisim. They used to do it. It means it must have happened besides this one maisa. What does it mean kederech shah tzedukim oisim? Did they ever get an opportunity to do it?
They They did it, but then they died, right?
Yeah, okay. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'tzaduki echad. I don't know how he got through the test, the interview, but he got through it, and he made a shvua, I guess.
Shvua, yeah.
Okay, and shehiskin mi bachutz, he did the k'tars outside v'hichnis lefnim, be it si also ho yusomach simcha gedilo. Pogaboy oviv, the father of this tzaduki, who was also a tzaduki.
Oma aloi b'ni, aval pisha tzedukim anu. He says this story happened before they made the shvua.
Misyarin anu min ha-prushim. The chachomim were called the prushim. Sounds like there was a pretty big majority of tzedukim. Because prushim would sound like, what?
Minorities.
I don't know, yeah, they were the breakoffs.
Right.
You know, lahavdol elef alfei havdolos. I don't know if it's lahavdol. Why are conservatives called conservatives? Anybody know the history of United States Jewry?
They're more conservative than
because first there were religious Jews. All Jews were Orthodox. And then came the big break-off of the Reform. Reform means they wanted a change. So the Orthodox stayed Orthodox. The Reform went too far. So in the Reform movement, there were conservatives who wanted to go back. Conservatives were like a break off of the Reform. They were traditionalists of the Reform, and that was the conservative movement. You have to understand that. So like they were the Prushim. It's always this struggle. So I'm still misyarem anu min haprushim. Omar loy. Kol yomai o yisi mitztayer al hamikrazeh. When I used to learn, that's the way I learned it. Ki banan eroes al hakapayos. So it has to be that it's smoke and then I go in. Omarti, mosai yovai liyodi vakaymenu. And I'll be able to affect that. Achshav shebo liyodi loyai kaimenu. So I saw brought down that till this one went in, not like the Gemara before, it never happened. This was the first time it happened. Right? Okay. V'amarti Moshe yovei liyodi v'akaimenu. Achshav shebo liyodi loyai kaimenu. Amru loy. Who's the Amru Loi? Amru, not Amru, they said. It was said in the world, Loi hayinu, Loi hayu yamim muatim. V'hutal be'ashba v'hayotay loy in yoytze mechayt moy, which must be some sort of a remez. V'yesh oimrim, v'yitzi osoy, nikev, and he died. The Tani Rebchia. Min koil nishba ba'azore, shebo malach v'chavotei alponov, v'nichnesu ochev, when he came out, shebo malach v'chavotei alponov, v'nichnesu ochev ha'kahanim, u'motzoi, when they found him, kikaf regel egel ben k'seifa, which is some sort of a remez, an egel, a foot of a egel, maybe because they were still thinking about, like the egel, the shnei reshuyas of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that there would be this thing. Le'em regel yishora ego. Now I don't really understand it, but it's a very important thing. The Yerushalmi in Perik Aleph, in our Perik of Yom Haloche, how could it say a malach came? There's a pasuk in the Torah v'chol Adam. V'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'oyel moyed b'boyeh l'chaper b'akoydesh ad seisei. And the Yerushalmi darshins kol Adam koylul gamis ha-malochim shenema bohem shepneyem pnei Adam. So how did the malach come in l'nokvoy? Right. So the Tosfos Shonim says, right, since he didn't do it correctly, so you didn't have this problem of Kol Adam. That's what the Rishonim. That's what the Rishonim say.
It's only been
right. Yeah. So I wanted to say it's a very important Yisoid. I have it in my sefer. Kol Adam Lo Yia BaOyel Moyed. We don't find a lav. Who is the lav on? Who's over the lav? The Kohen Gadol is over the lav if there's someone else there. And it doesn't say, it says, V'chol Adam lo yir. Anyway, you're not allowed to go in there. Like
sure.
The Teretz is, Kol Adam lo yir is not a lav. It's a prerequisite. In order to be the Avodas Yom Kippur, if there's someone there besides the Kohen Gadol, it's a chesaron in the makim of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur needs, by definition, this uniqueness of only the Kohen Gadol and no one else there. So now Memele, even a Malach, and even a Kodesh Baruch, that's what Tosfos Shonim says, and even a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoid v'atzmoy, I remember seeing once, I have to look it up, there's a whole arichas about what is there. So it comes out like this. If he's doing the avodah wrong anyway, so there's no problem of a malach being there. That's the pshat in the Tosfos Shonim. It's mavuya from the Tosfos Shonim that pshat.
But the question that it's always it's a lav anyway.
Yeah, anyway, not allowed to go. So you have a special lav of chol adam lo yir.
So what's the
tarot says, forget about the lav. It's a we're touching up the avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why it means even a malach is over an Isser. A malach is not over an Isser. The Teretz is, it's in the Tzuras HaDvarim. Zogti Gemara Merab Chaya Ben Kebudel. And it said in the Mishneh that they used to be Donhil. Masli Leib Chana Barov Lechia Barav Kamei Derav. Omarei Chaya Ben Kebudel. With a pay. I guess maybe it'll make a nafka mean a in a get, or maybe to know, maybe there's another person. Mechavi le Rabbi Yode. When he said Tzchar Yeben Kibudel, not Kibudel, with a vase, Mechavi le Rabbi Yode. He showed with his fingers that it's with a vase, not with a pay. So he did it. V'neima le Meimar. Why didn't Rav just say it? Why did he make hand signals? He was in the middle of Kriyishma Kori, and therefore he couldn't stop it. Is he allowed to do it? No, there's a chiluk between. I just want to repeat what I said yesterday. Mashman the Gemara, that there's no problem with his going like this with his hands and making it that it's a base, the middle of Kriyishma. The problem is, as the Kabbalah soil of Kriyishma, that's why there's a chiluk between Kairitz Be'enov making signals and that. L'chayra, I have a double kasha. Alif, there's a chasaron of talking, it's a chasaron of hefsik. Hefsik is hesech hadas. Elamai shteitin der gemara na. There's a bazunder, a separate, independent aloche that you can't be mafsik bedibor in certain places. And not it's because it's a chesaron in hesech hadas. It's a chesaron in talking. So al derech zeh, I wanted to say, and yesterday I spoke it out, that the Mincha Shloima brings that in Haloch and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kiddush, it says if you made Kiddush Friday night, and after you finished the whole Kiddush, you saw that what you had in your cup was not wine, it was gasoline. So now you have to make over Kiddush because you didn't make Kiddush Alakois. The Mogen Avram says, but if you had a mind to drink wine that's on the table, your Bar Priyagovin is good and you just have to repeat the Kiddush and your Bar Priyagovin remains intact. Forget about that. Bar Priyagovin is no good. There was a hefsik of the words of Kiddush. Those words of Kiddush were chucked out the window. Sazar Chasaron in the Kiddush. Zok, it's a chasar in that kiddush is a hefsek. Zok to Shlomo Zalman, that no, while you were saying it, you weren't masiach das, you were thinking kiddush. Now you said another kiddush, and words are not a hefsek. It's only words that words are when it's a hezchadas. Here I was never masiach das. So the pshat is a machloikis. Reb Shlomo Zalman with Reb Akiva Eiger, which is really the machloikis of Kveg and the Mogen Avram, are words when you're not masiach das. A hefsek or not a hefsek. According to Reb Akiva Eiger, it would be a hefsek. According to the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham, it would not be a hefsek. According to Reb Akiva Eiger, it would be a hefsek. A raya from the Gemara. That it's has to do with the, because if he's doing it with his hands, it's not a hefsek. Why is not a hefsek? He's talking to you.
That's
hefsek. That's lechayr is hefsek. No, the teretz is you need words. Would be a raya from this Gemara to Reb Shlomo Zalman. My other question is, I always accepted in the beginning of Parshas Yisrael, it says that Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisrael, your son-in-law is coming to Yisrael. Then it says later, he got there. Frek the Ramban, Rashi really asked the question. How does he say Vayoymer? He says, Al Yedei Shluchim. Because it's how could Moshe Rabbeinu be talking to Yisrael? He's 50 miles away. So it says, no, he spoke to Yisrael, Al Yedei Shluchim. The Ramban says, Al Yedei Michtav, Al Yedei Geras. Some Sefer writes, that's the Makor for Ksiva Kedibur. Ksiva Kedibur. And he's talking to him. I said, I don't understand. Vayoymer Moshe El? It's not true. Usually Ksiva Kedibur is when I'm writing it, I'm saying it. Writing is saying, he was writing it 50 miles away. Where's the Vayoymer El Yisroi? The Teretz is Ksiva Kedibur is not a Ksiva. Ksiva Kedibur is communication through the written word. So communicating through a written word would be a Ksiva. Right? So would be a Ksiva Kedibur. So that's why it says Vayoymer. That's why I once wanted to bring a ride. L'chaira, when you're going like this with your hands and making a pay and a base, that I don't know, is that a ksiva? I don't know if that's like a mice ksiva. It's not a Hilchus Shabbos ksiva, but it would be. So well, I guess that's not called being communicating through a dibur, and it would not be. Zog di gemor, tona rabonon, v'dibar tabom, v'loi betfila. Another, usually it's v'dibar tabom, v'loi betvorim betalim. Hidibar tabam means have eloi betfila. That tefila is supposed to be done quietly. It's an interesting thing. We all know the Gemara that Chana was davening quietly, and Eli thought that she's davening wrong. That means until the days of Chana, which is very late by the Mishkan, they were davening out loud. It's a posik. Bishleim, if it's on Hoge, I understand. Right, about over here, it's Mashman's a Pusik. And I said, the Nafkamina would be, if you hear somebody davening loud, Shemin Esrei, do you answer Amen? Maybe there's a din, it's not supposed to be. V'dibarta bum, bum, yesh l'chosh rishus l'daber. Oh, now there's another drosha. V'dibarta bum, right, I see in the bottom of the Masifta Gemara, they ask from Tchilas Chana, l'chana hi medaberes al koila. Rashi says it, Rashi seems not to be bothered by that Gemara in Brachas, because what would it be, right? It happens to be that the Torah brings that even by Shmoyna Esrei, you should be Mashmiya Lazni. Even though over here it's not, the Torah says that you should be, right.
It's you, not someone else.
But Toysus, Divra Maschel Bum, doesn't like this Pshan de Gemara. Niro Li, Bum, Shoyel Mipnei Hayira, Umeshiv Mipnei Hakovoid, Veloy Betfila. Toysus doesn't like Rashi's Pshat of Mashmiya Lazni. He learns Bum means not to be Mafsik, or yes, to be mafsik. The second thing is, what is the bum? The dibarta bum yom yesh chosh ledaber. Veloy bedvarim acherim. Veloy bedvarim acherim. don't know what that means. It's like a kalas roish. Vachoim evadibar tabom aseo some kvav loy tasasam arai. Omarove hasoch sichas chulin oiver baasei. Shem evadibar tabom bom veloy bedvar macherim. Vachabayanke voimer oiver balav. Shem alzvorim yigim veloy yochel ish ledaber. And we will continue Bez Hashem.